Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is Kathy DiStefano, the writer for, the co-producer of, and a supporting actress in the short film Queens of Magic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Can you tell me about the film Queens of Magic?
So it's a one Queen of Magic. It's the Queen of Magic. and it's loosely inspired by Adelaide Herman, who was the actual Queen of Magic. This is a fictional story about the first female magician's rise to success.
So why did you decide to do a story about her?
Oh, it's a long story. I liked magic since I was a kid. And when I moved to LA, I went to the Magic Castle. And I was surprised that there were no female magicians performing. And that got me into this research spiral of female magicians. And where are they? How come I don't know about them? How come seemingly nobody knows about them? And where can I find them? Where can I see them? So that got me to current magicians. This is how I found Jen Kramer. I went to Vegas and I saw her and she's awesome. I also dug back into history. And then that's where I landed on Adelaide Herman. I got her autobiography. And then that's where the little seed was planted.
How long did it take to write the script? How many rough drafts did you go through before you were satisfied with the final copy?
What a great question. There is no final copy. There will never be a final copy, I guess, until the feature is complete. So we have the short film version, but this all started with a feature concept. And that I wrote around 6 years ago. That has gone through many drafts. And maybe I might be on draft 8 by now. I decided, because it's such a big budget film, I decided to do, well, me and my co-producer, Marie Rodriguez, she kind of nudged me for us to do a short film version of this. So I wrote a short film version of this, which was very challenging because I already had my big idea and I had to condense it. So I wrote that about a year ago and it went through a few drafts. Since then, in fact, when we did the podcast recording of it, a week after that, I had like this wave of inspiration and then I added 7 more pages to the script. So whatever the podcast version, like the audio recording of the original short script, we filmed something different even from that. So it's a constant evolving process.
What is the main message you want to get across in this movie and why did you write the movie?
To spread awareness. There are a lot of female magicians out there. They're constantly being overlooked. And I feel like we need something out there in mainstream media to just open the door for them. Because I think it's actually just crazy. Most of the things out there about magicians are all male based. And all we just need is just something out there, something like in, you know, movies, film, TV, whatever. Like the second that gets out there, like there's going to be a whole bunch of little female magicians, like just learning magic. And I think it's just going to like open a whole new world. And the second message of the story is definitely the underdog story, which is like one of my favorite stories. So it's obviously the person who everyone underestimates ends up showing, you know, that they're better than everyone assumes.
Penn Jillette said that the future will be a woman in magic. What do you think of that?
Yes, the future is female in all categories. it's just a matter of opening the doors for them.
What was it like working on this film during the COVID-19 pandemic?
We did have to take some COVID precautions. Which wasn't too bad. You know, it's like testing, masks, all that stuff. We fortunately filmed not in the heat of this. So everyone was vaccinated and all this stuff. So we just filmed in August. So that really, it was just like a small shift, especially after the 2 years that we've all been stuck in the pandemic for so long that I feel like those little adjustments are kind of second nature to us now.
On a previous episode of this podcast, I had magician Sarah Krasin on you and you had her as a magic consultant on your film. What was it like working with her?
She's been great. She is the resourceress. She is very resourceful, and she does keep reaching out to us anytime we are searching for things or searching for people or resources or whatever. She does keep offering her services to us to help us find, if she doesn't have the answer, to help us connect us to someone who does have the answer. So that's been great. She connected us to Margaret Steele. I love Margaret Steele. So I like fangirled about that. Margaret Steele is the expert on Adelaide Herman. So that was great. It was great to talk to her, and she provided us with a lot of insight with the time period and Adelaide herself. And there's a lot of things that I realized I need to consider writing the magic, writing the historical accuracy, and a lot of stuff in this film.
The movie has a magic magician cameo performance from Jessica Jane Patterson. How'd you get involved with her? Did you know her before she started talking to each other, or what was it like working with her?
So all the female magicians I now know, I did not know before this project. So this project has led me down quite a wonderful path. And I'm so grateful for all the support that we have received for this project. Jessica and I were in contact for a little bit about ways to like help support the film. And then when we needed a special talent and she is a fire eater, like that was just kind of like the stars aligned. And she is actually from New Jersey, which I'm from New Jersey, and we were filming in New Jersey. It was just like this crazy alignment. And she was super excited to do it. She was amazing, amazing on set. We have such amazing footage of her. And I'm just so happy that she did the film. And she was so enthusiastic about it. She definitely created this awesome vibe when she came on set.
You and your co-producer Gina Marie Rodriguez were recently featured in an article for Vanish magazine. The article was written by the great female magician Connie Boyd. What was it like to be featured in the magazine? Also, what was it like having her conduct the interview and write the piece?
And it was awesome being contacted by them and them wanting to feature our piece, especially that it's not even complete yet. So that was pretty awesome. I have the first one that we first got featured in, and the second one is on its way. I thought that was awesome. It was great talking to Connie. I think they did a really beautiful article in there. And I love that they included not just me and Gina, but our director, Stacey Moulton, and our lead actress, Holly Curran as well, on top of Jessica. So it was a really awesome, thorough.
So how did you meet Gina and the rest of the group?
So Gina and I actually went to college together, and we took our respective ways. Gina, she took on the East Coast, created the Westfield Film Festival, and I went to LA. So we've been doing our things in the film industry on separate coasts. And then it was like, why don't we, you know, combine forces? and honestly, if it wouldn't be, if it weren't for Gina, like this project would not be moving forward at all. She really believes in the project. She really believes in me. And I'm just so grateful for her, because she was that extra push that I needed to make anything happen with this film.
So how'd you get together with your director and your lead actress?
You know what? Gina should be here. Gina knew seeing the whole Besties Make Movies crew through the film festival circuit, and Holly and her went to the same high school. So it's been this weird tiny little world, because it's just every little piece or whatever has been like, oh, we've been like at arm's reach from each other and didn't even know. And it's kind of like brought a lot of us together. Like one of the female magicians that we've also connected with, Cassandra, she and Holly did like community theater together. It's been like this weird connection of like New Jersey people just coming together for this film. It's been wild.
It's like a 6 degrees of magicians, right?
Yeah. What a small little community.
The film is only 15 minutes long, but do you hope one day it'll be a full length feature film?
That is the main goal for this, is just to put a little piece out there, hope it gains interest, and then try to get it made into its full form.
So what is next for Queens of Magic? Will people get to see it on a streaming service in theaters? Will there be any merchandise for people to buy?
Our next step really is just to power through post-production and get into the festivals. That is our main focus right now.
Finally, where can people find more about you and the film Queen of Magic? Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook?
So Queen of Magic Magic does have an active Instagram. That's Queen of Magic Film. And then we also have a website, which is queenofmagicfilm.com. And we're all on social media. Definitely Instagram is probably the hotspot for anybody, like anyone connected to the film is on there. And then we all have our little blips on the Queen of Magic Instagram too, about like who we are and how we're involved and such like that. But mostly our names, and you'll find us.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Thank you for having me.